News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, of course, it is the Tuesday of the first week in June, which means tomorrow, the Wednesday, is the first day of the Leaving Cert. And English Paper 1 is now one day away, which, of course, does mean that stress in about 65,000 homes around the country has reached fever pitch. But what can we do to help students keep a better perspective? Joining us now to discuss this is Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. Good morning to you, Stella. I have a Leaving Cert myself. I also have a Junior Cert, by the way, but I keep forgetting about that because it seems irrelevant by comparison. But I noticed, I got up last night to go to the loo in the middle of the night and I was crossing the landing and I could hear my son talking to himself in his sleep, which I've never, ever heard him do in all of his life up until this point, which I'm presuming is something to do with stress.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's kind of unfortunate that these kids are put through this pretty torturous rite of passage that we've all gone through, and it's equally unfair for everybody. I too have a Junior Cert and a Leaving Cert student in the house. And I've watched, you know, especially I've seen that, you know, the impact of stress on themselves and on their friends. They kind of go grey-faced, the Leaving Cert students, as it comes up to the Leaving Cert. And it's unfortunate because actually this kind of big kind of hoo-ha around the Leaving Cert isn't really true as it was some years ago, when what points you got really did shape your college course and your course for life. Nowadays, there's so many back doors. They don't need to be as intent about the Leaving Cert. It's just got its own kind of myth. It's got this power around it. So everybody still holds it in this kind of esteem. When it doesn't, it's not that position anymore.
And is that perspective, like there's a back door to almost everything, is that one that we should be sort of repeating at home a lot, kind of going, does it really matter whether you get this or not? Because even if you don't, we'll go this route and you'll end up in the exact same position, kind of thing.
It's crucial. A very crucial part of good mental health is flexibility and understanding. It's not that you have to go these specific steps. It's that you're kind of on the right journey and you're enjoying yourself on the way. And so when we're anxious, we can become very tight and we kind of hold a very tight grasp on what we think should happen. And we collapse very easily when those specific things don't happen. And when you're in a better state mentally is when you realize, okay, A didn't happen, but B is going to happen. And that's going to happen during the exams because, you know, whatever poet won't turn up or whatever happens. And, you know, some people collapse as a result of it.
Okay.
And, you know, flexibility is a key aspect.
I'm going to go home and start talking about flexibility, actually, because I think that's a really good message, that even if it doesn't go 100% the way you planned or the way you wanted, Other things are fine as well. That perspective, I think, is very important. Is there also such a thing as good stress, Stella, like that you perform better under a bit of pressure?
Yeah. And just on that flexibility, like, you know, they say it's not, you know, the strongest that will survive. It's those most adaptable to change, you know, so it really does ring true. But yeah, there is such a thing as good stress. And we do go into it, hopefully, at times like this. It propels us along. You can just feel this kind of game on. Muhammad Ali and Elvis Presley and people like that, who were real kind of, what's the word, show people. If you follow me, there's odd Robbie Williams. There's the odd person who just turns on with the stress and the adrenaline and it brings them to heights. I'm trying to think of more, you know, maybe Rihanna. There's some specific performers that just turn on when they go on stage. Beyonce, actually. And they really do kind of raise their game. And so some people are going to go up. And they're going to do better as a result of this stress.
So performance pressure aids some people and you could be lucky and be one of those. What about the kids and the parents of the kids who are worried that they're not managing their stress and they're worried about their kid actually kind of cracking and not, you know, doing well at all here because they've peaked too soon. They worked too hard 3 weeks ago. They're exhausted now, and they're already close to tears and hasn't even started. What do you say to the parent who's really worried that their kid is actually way beyond good stress and into now kind of toxic stress?
Yeah, but stress can be very contagious. So the parent can take up on that and almost become as anxious as the child. And that's not good for anybody. In a way, what the parent can do, and it's quite serious when this happens, it can feel miserable for everybody and very tense and devastating. And what the parent can do instead is kind of realize this is a long game. This needs perspective. This needs philosophical kind of point of view of we're just trying to kind of, in the long run, look for a nice life, a happy life, a successful life that we believe entails you going to this course and that university. But we don't know if that's true. What we actually know is that you want to be happy and that you've got an awful lot of talents in life that will allow you to be happy. And our job is to make sure that we see the long game and keep perspective rather than thinking it's all about point A, because it's not. Yeah. And anybody who thinks that has missed the point.
Yeah, so if you don't end up exactly where you think you're going to go, so what? There's more than one way to get everywhere. Maybe lastly, Stella, what about cramming? I mean, we're down to our last 24 hours, more or less. You know, it's kicking off tomorrow. I think it's at 9:30. What is your view on like, there's people who say, if you don't know it now, you'll never know it. And then there's other people going, geez, like, I could eat a whole book in 24 hours. What's your advice to people who are thinking about burning the midnight oil?
I'm going to go against the grain. I'm in favor of cramming. If you're a crammer, you know you're a crammer and you know how much you can work and how much you can do in those last hours. I don't think you should stay up all night so that it's a bit of an endurance test. Mm-hmm. Leaving cert lasts about 2 weeks. But if you are a crammer and you know that's how you work, other people don't work like that. So they just tell you insistently you're not learning anything. And it's like the crammers are probably learning something. The non-crammers aren't. And you're one or the other. Generally, you kind of work one way or the other. Work to your strengths.
So you're saying if your kid knows themselves and go, no, under the last 24 hours of pressure, I'll munch through things. I'm going to do that. So don't try and stop them if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, but make sure that they're eating well and they're sleeping well and they realize you need to be kind of fit physically. And, you know, staying up all night tonight won't help you.
All right. Look, thank you very much. I wouldn't be where I was today without a bit of cramming, to be honest. But look, thank you very much. Some really good advice there, as ever. That is Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. And very good luck to everybody out there who's taking part in it tomorrow. But as Stella says, there's more than one way to end up anywhere, and try not to let it get on top.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.